Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Friday, March 19th. The Yankees with a game under the lights at Steinbrenner Field. 4-1 loss to the Phillies, held to a run on two hits. Most of the regulars playing in this ball game and drawing a lot of walks, not getting a lot of hits. Overall, it hasn't been a very powerful spring. Gary Sanchez with a few home runs. Giancarlo Stanton's hit the ball hard. Aaron Judge has yet to hit the ball out of the ballpark. It's not like the Yankees are blasting the ball out of spring training fields everywhere, but they're healthy, and their full lineup is still healthy, and that is something that the Yankees have not been able to say for most of the last several years, actually. And all the guys that they're counting on right now, with less than 2 weeks to go until opening day, are still healthy enough to take their at-bats and get their timing and feel like they're going to be close to ready to go here with opening day coming up upon us on April 1st. But, you know, I keep thinking back to a thing that I used to talk to the Yankees' former hitting coach, Kevin Long, who's now at the Washington Nationals. I used to talk about him about this philosophy a lot, about how when, you know, the offense was going bad, it almost seemed like there were things that fans expected him to push certain buttons and talk about a certain philosophy and push this, push that. And it almost felt like he was looked at as an offensive coordinator for a football team where you could devise a scheme a certain way. And it's true to an extent, but not really. Remember, you're not always in control. Defense is controlling the ball in baseball. And the overall philosophy is also built on the idea that you're only succeeding at best 30% of the time and failing 70% of the time, if you take into account the idea of a 300 batting average versus, making out 7 times out of 10. But the idea the Yankees have consistently done is to just talk about, and every team, I think, to a degree, just consistently put together good at-bats. And that's the philosophy. And sometimes it's about patience. Sometimes it's about being aggressive. Mostly it's just about swinging strikes. And that's what the Yankees lineup is really built around. You know, they talk about control the strike zone and doing damage. You know, they're not always talking about taking a lot of pitches, but they end up taking a lot of pitches because look at the lineup the Yankees put out there. It's not always easy for a pitcher to go out there and throw strikes to them. And, that's a big part of it, too. The Yankee lineup is built to showcase depth from top to bottom, and it's about putting constant pressure on a pitcher, and this is manager Aaron Boone.
We're trying to line these guys up as the best way possible, and obviously want to get your best hitters up there as much as possible. For us, when we're healthy and strong, we're pretty dynamic at the bottom of the order too. So it's just trying to line them up as best as possible, as a philosophy. In something that we talk a lot about here, and controlling the strike zone and making it difficult on people. So I would say that's an overarching approach and theme and focus for us, that no matter, whether a pitcher has success going through us a time or two in the order and is having several good innings in a row, we feel like when we're at our best, even when we're not scoring, we're going to wear you down to a point where ultimately we are going to eventually capitalize on this mistake because of just the heaviness of having to go through all these guys. And, eventually we'll get you. And then that's kind of the focus, is just keep grinding out at bats. And if we do that, eventually, more often than not, we'll break through.
A lot of good hitters talk about not having the fear of hitting with two strikes. Does that have to be kind of an overarching philosophy too for your team to be able to accomplish what you're talking about?
I certainly don't want us to have that fear, but one of the things, when I talk about grinding things out and being patient, I guess it's a little contradictory. I'm also love our guys to go up there and let's go right now. So a lot of times that first pitch is the best pitch to hit. So we're teaching, certainly we want our guys to be patient and disciplined and work tough at bats, but that doesn't mean we don't want them going up and being uber aggressive at the first one. We just want them getting a really good pitch to hit.
the ability to be patient and be aggressive that Boone talked about. Well, that's something Aaron Hicks talked about as well. He is going to be in the three hole behind DJ LeMahieu and Aaron Judge and hitting in front of Giancarlo Stanton and Luke Voit. That's a pretty powerful top of the order, and it can be a problem for a pitcher in the very first inning, because remember, this is the only part of the game that can be controlled and scripted to a degree if you think about the offensive coordinator type of philosophy. The only time you know the circumstance of the game is, you know, it's the first inning, no score, and, you know, your top three, four, five hitters are facing this pitcher in the first inning. It's an opportunity to, you know, really tag a pitcher for maybe not a lot of runs, but get him through the 20-25 pitch mark and or above in the first inning, and start to drive them out of the game earlier and start those wheels turning. And that's a lot of what a team can do and what the Yankees, you know, almost are designed to do in the first inning. This is Aaron Hicks.
Especially when the type of lineup is attacking the pitcher right off the jump, it's definitely tough for a pitcher to kind of get comfortable. I feel like when you take first pitch pitches down the, you know, right down the middle, and you know, it kind of lets them be comfortable. But if you're come out hacking and ready to go, and you know, right off the jump, DJ 1-0, it kind of puts a little bit more pressure on pitchers. And you know, I feel like the first four batters for sure are definitely trying to go up there and do damage right from the jump. So, you know, it's very key for the top of the order to get going fast, because it just sets up everything for the rest of the lineup.
Is that I don't know if this happens or not, Aaron. Do you four talk about it together as, okay, well, if, you know, he does this to me, I'm going to do this? I mean, is it a kind of a group discussion about attacking that night's starter in the first inning?
I mean, obviously, you know, I'm the only lefty in the first four. So, you know, they definitely talk to each other about the way they might get approached. It's definitely something that we discussed during our hitters meeting, and of pretty much how the first inning, how they think it might go. You know, Marcus and PJ definitely do a great job with getting us prepared and ready for the game. And the starter that we're about to face. So I feel like the conversations are definitely going on, especially throughout the game and especially in the first inning.
It's kind of the only part of a game you can game plan for, right? I mean, everything else kind of changes after that. Score, pitchers, everything. This is really the only chance you have to, kind of like whether it's a football type of game plan, that's the only time you have to implement that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's the only time that we can actually prepare for it, because we know for sure who's pitching. So, yeah, definitely.
I know one of the things that fans wring their hands around a lot is the construction of the lineup. And a lot of times it's based on, okay, this guy needs a day off because this is bothering him. This guy needs a day off because he's played a lot in a row, and they want to ward off fatigue. It's hard to understand that in a day-to-day sense, but you got to remember the long sense. And the lineup usually raises a lot of questions. But here's one thing the Yankees can do right now is they've got a healthy lineup. So they can put a pretty consistent lineup out there for the most part. Remember, they will use their bench, and you have to use them in places to succeed. So you'll see certain matchups where maybe the guy doesn't necessarily need a day off, but if you're going to play the bench player, it's better to play him on this day rather than some other day because he matches up well against that starting pitcher. Lots of lineup discussions. It's always a fertile debate. But if the Yankees are able to put a healthy lineup together, you know, in the end, it's going to lead to a lot of wins. And you know, right now the Yankees are in a pretty fortunate position. Don't worry, I'm knocking on wood for you. It's less than 2 weeks to opening day. All their big stars are healthy. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the WFAN Baseball Insiders podcast and get my Yankees reports and Ed Coleman's Mets reports delivered to you daily. Go to radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or your podcast platforms. Hit subscribe, review at the WFAN Baseball Insiders. And you can catch Ed Cohen and me on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. We lead you for 4 hours into another Yankees exhibition game as we get closer and closer to opening day. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.